Hello, my name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Elaine Raglaw.
Yes?
Ma'am, the purpose of my call
is...
Yes, ma'am. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help with that, ma'am?
I think so.
Okay, thank you so
yes.
much. First question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
In my household, no.
No, okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president of the United States, Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will certainly vote.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, how old are you?
I'm 87.
Okay, thank you. What is your racial or ethnic background, ma'am?
White, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I'm extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Mr. Brown as senator? Sherrod Brown.
Well, I somewhat approve of him.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Pretty strongly, yes, strongly.
Okay. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
She's okay. I approve somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. Donald Trump, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
A disapproval.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur?
She's somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
I think I'm very.
Okay, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
It's hard to say. Some are okay. Some are somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Derek Merritt?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
I'd say very.
Okay, what about First Energy?
I'm in favor of First Energy.
Somewhat or very?
I'm very, very.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republicans or Democrats?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Democrat Joe Biden or another candidate?
Nope, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Barry Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Who are the Republicans? That's who I would vote for.
Bernie Moreno.
I would vote for him.
Or
Bernie
Democrat.
Moreno.
Okay, Bernie Moreno.
Yes.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Marin.
Okay, thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance, or you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No, probably not.
Okay, no chance. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it makes no difference?
More likely to
more
not
likely,
vote for her.
Much less likely to vote for her, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each one, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please just say so. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for employment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true?
Well, it might be somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true?
Or say the last one. I'm sorry, I missed it.
You think
I would be more likely to vote for him.
So you'll be likely to vote for him, more likely to vote for him?
Yes, more likely.
Okay, thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Much less, somewhat, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Not true.
Okay, thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. much less, somewhat, no different, no difference, more likely, or not.
No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merriman wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental property, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't think that's true.
Not true. Okay, no problem. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merriman was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merriman's corruption.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's, I can't comment.
Okay.
I don't know.
No worries. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merriman? Or will you say you still vote for him?
I probably will vote for him.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I have to ask you again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merriman or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Merriman.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, three years of post-grad. I graduated from nursing school, so it would be at least 2 years of college.
Associate's degree?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Republican or as a Democrat or independent or something else?
No, a Republican.
Strong Republican or not as strong?
I am a... But I guess you could say strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very.
Very. Okay, thank you. Back in 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for being so sincere and so clear about your answers.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.